most important phase of life is youth. Why? Because youth has energy at its peak. A person in his youth has just the right combination of physical and mental energy. This combination makes him excel in life. Energy can neither be created nor destroyed. It can only be channeled. Once channeled, it can create wonders. Let's have a look at a few people who have used their energy in shaping humanity. Mahatma Gandhi, Amelia Earhart, Albert Einstein, Sachin Tendulkar, Mother Teresa, Bill Gates, A.R. Rahman, Madame Curie, Swami Vivekananda. But do all youths have faith in themselves and are able to recognize their energy and use it in a worthwhile way? No doubt, youth is the most powerful age, but at the same time, it's the most vulnerable. Vulnerable because energy can flow in any direction. It is very easy for us to get drifted by the negative influence of society, or get colored by the circumstances created by others. But it is for us to decide in which direction we should go. We always have a choice. In 1936, a small group of like-minded youths recognized their energy and chose to move on the righteous path of life. That humble endeavor has now shaped up to become Brahma Kumaris' World Spiritual Organization. With over 900,000 members in 132 countries on all continents, with over 8,500 spiritual centers. For the last 75 years, this organization has been a beacon of hope, serving the world through its 18 wings, which caters to all the main areas of society. Of these 18 wings, the jewel in the crown is the youth wing, which was established in 1985 and since then has been successful in transforming the lives of over 125,000 young people worldwide. Some of the remarkable events and projects organized by the youth wing are: These events have enabled young people to recognize their inner ability to experience the goodness in life and to inspire the whole world. So now, we take this opportunity to invite you all to be part of this movement. Let's join hands and work for a better tomorrow.